Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
Well,
I'm speaking.
Hey guys, it's Aria, and welcome to another episode of Femboldened. This week, we're doing something completely different. We're going to analyze the 2020 vice presidential debate between Senator Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence for our new Femboldened series, Play by Play. When you listen to Play by Play episodes one Monday a month, you will analyze current political events in the U.S. and across the globe alongside Caitlin and me. If you missed the debate last week, you're in luck because we've got you covered.
As many of you may have noticed, the debate between Senator Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence was filled with interruption and mansplaining.
As Kamala Harris made history as the first woman of color chosen to join a major party ticket, she was expected to maintain an immense amount of calmness and restraint, even when being disrespected and undermined by her opponent.
Mike Pence, a cisgender, heterosexual white male, was not required to exhibit that same amount of coolness. In fact, he not only repeatedly interrupted Kamala Harris with complete disregard for the basic rules of the debate, he explicitly ignored moderator Susan Page's instructions.
The American people deserve to know Joe Biden opposed President Trump's decision to suspend all travel from China. He said it was hysterical. He said it was xenophobic.
Thank you, Vice President Pence.
But President Trump has stood up to China. We're going to continue to stand strong.
Thank you, Vice President Pence.
We want to improve the relationship, but we're going to level the playing field, and we're going to hold China accountable for what they did to America with the coronavirus.
Thank you.
Let me also say, the American people deserve, Susan, the American people deserve to know.
Vice President Pence, I did not, excuse me,
Susan,
I did not create the rules for tonight.
Joe Biden.
Your campaigns agreed to the rules for tonight's debate with the Commission on Presidential Debates. I'm here to enforce them, which involves moving from one topic to another, giving roughly equal time to both of you, which is what I'm trying very hard to do.
Go right ahead.
Moderator Susan Page, according to USA Today, questions whether Pence would have treated a male moderator in the same manner, adding that Pence participated in the vice presidential debate 4 years earlier that was also moderated by a woman, and he talked over her as well.
As Kamala Harris was forced to prove her worthiness as she debated Mike Pence, she was reminded that she not only had to remain calm as a woman, but as a black woman.
In society, the angry black woman stereotype is not only racist and perpetuates anti-blackness, but it is harmful to black women's sense of emotion and mental wellness. Black women are constantly reminded that expressing any emotion will invite ridicule and dismissal. Black women are not allowed to be passionate without being deemed obsessive. Black women are not allowed to be upset without being deemed angry. Black women are not allowed to value truth without being deemed sassy and disrespectful. Black women are not even allowed to be delicate and sensual, as we are only meant to be strong and resilient. In the words of Malcolm X, the most disrespected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman.
And unfortunately, due to the societal stigmas and undeniably unlevel playing field that were imposed upon Senator Kamala Harris as she entered this debate, experts suggest that she was not able to be completely authentic in her assessment and responses to questions raised.
On top of this, Kamala Harris was expected to bear Pence's mansplaining throughout the debate.
Moderator Susan Page raised a question regarding the verdict of Breonna Taylor, to which Mike Pence answered that it was an insult to police officers across the U.S. for Joe Biden and Harris to say there's implicit bias in the criminal justice system.
Senator Kamala Harris's response was unmatched.
I will not sit here and be lectured by the vice president on what it means to enforce the laws of our country. I am the only one on this stage who was personally prosecuted. Everything from child sexual assault to homicide. I'm the only one on this stage who has prosecuted the big banks for taking advantage of America's homeowners. I'm the only one on this stage who prosecuted for-profit colleges for taking advantage of our veterans.
Senator Harris did as she should have, stood her ground and refused to entertain Pence's offensive mansplaining.
As Harris said, of all the people who stood on that stage, she was the most experienced not only as a criminal prosecutor, but as a black woman to answer that question.
Even so, many critics called Harris's response childish, immature, and condescending.
Not only that, but many also described her body language in a similar manner. Oftentimes, Kamala Harris's emotions were evident by her body language, repeated head shakes and tilts.
What many people are not discussing is that head shakes and tilts are common practice during debates, and Mike Pence did the same bodily movements that Senator Kamala Harris did.
Pence's conservative values were not only evident as he explained his pro-life position, but as he continually undermined Kamala Harris and moderator Susan Page.
According to USA Today, research indicates that white male students in classrooms take up a disproportionate amount of verbal space dominating classroom discussions. CJ Pascoe said, "What we saw last night in the debate is a logical extension of how we socialize our children regarding whose voices matter and whose don't. It also means that, like many women of color, Harris likely has a long history of developing strategies to counter white men who interrupt, talk over, or otherwise dismiss her ideas."
Despite this, Kamala Harris debated with grace and dignity.
Yes, she did. And she also made history on that night.
Of course. Thank you so much for listening to our first episode of our new Fembolden series, Play by Play.
Also, a big thank you to USA Today for the information provided in this week's episode.
Be sure to visit our website, www.fembolden.org, for more Fembolden news, episode descriptions, donation links, contact information, and more.
We see you, we hear you, we are you. You are not alone.
Fembolden is a teen-led podcast where we discuss a variety of topics surrounding femininity, social activism, and adolescence.
We want to encourage other young women to use their voices to call out issues within their community and on a global spectrum. We appreciate all of our support and believe that feminism should be open to all genders.
Hey guys, it's Katie. Today is the sixth episode of the Her Story miniseries in which we individually shine a spotlight on an influential woman by telling her story. So listen as I shed light on the six women within this series, Michelle Obama.